Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Robert Woolsey, jumping in for the morning interview. I have a couple of guests today. I've got Laura Tierman. She's the director of the Salty Spoke Bike Co-op, and Brian McNitt is on the steering committee for that organization. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
We've never actually sat around and talked about bikes much. Actually, all we were doing was talking bike talk before we came on the air, because we're all, I think, pretty dedicated bike commuters, and it's just kind of a little culture in town. And the Salty Spoke, I feel, is kind of at the center of bike culture. It's relatively new, but it's growing. Laura, tell us about the Salty Spoke and how it got going.
Yeah, so the Salty Spoke is a nonprofit bike co-op in town that was opened in 2020, and it's a membership-based program. So we are not a for-profit shop. We don't sell parts or sell repairs, but we like to be an open space for community members to come learn how to work on their bikes, hang out with some of our volunteers, and really just build a more inclusive, safe bike culture in Sitka. So right now we're open on Saturdays from 11 to 2, and that's when we have volunteers there. Members can come by and work on their bikes and hang out. But we also run a lot of programs in the community. So for the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of youth programming, but we're looking to engage more of the community through community bike rides and bike advocacy. So we're doing a range of stuff, and we really just want to get the word out that we exist and that we really want to get more engaged.
Yeah, so can members work at the bike shop outside the hours of 11 to 2 on Saturdays, or is it that the only time that people go?
For now, that's the only time. We have talked about opening the shop a different day of the week, because we know Saturdays can be hard for folks. But as a volunteer, one of the perks of being a volunteer is you can get access to our shop outside of those hours as well.
Oh, okay. So, Brian, I guess Salty Spoke kind of has its roots in Ryan Kaufman's
It definitely
tool?
Is connected to, yeah, Ryan, absolutely. Yeah, he had a vision a long time ago of having kind of a co-op-ish kind of space for people to come and work on their bikes. And early on, there was a space over at the Hames Center that was put together with the thought of Ryan's kind of dream and some of his original tools. So yeah, he's in the background for sure.
Okay, well, good. So you mentioned some youth programs and stuff. I have a press release from the City and Borough of Sitka, the Parks and Recreation Department. The Salty Spoke is getting together with the Parks and Rec to do some training for kids.
Yeah, we're really excited to be starting a after-school program for middle schoolers for November and December to start, and then hoping to continue that into the spring. We ran a spring break bike camp with Parks and Rec in March, and it was a huge success. So we're really looking forward to continuing to partner with them and reach more kids in the community.
Okay, so if you're interested in that, you can go online to Sitka Parks and Recreation. They have their own website. It's recreation.cityofsitka.com, and in fact, that's where you can register for just about everything that Parks and Rec is doing. But
yeah, Rob, that program is a perfect example of I think one of the ways that Laura has just done an amazing job is how many groups we partner with over the last several years. We have regular partnerships with Mount Edgecombe High School, with Pacific High. We worked several times with the Sitka Sound Science Center, YAS, with SAIL, and so really trying to increase and expand the kind of people we can reach out to and partner with those folks and try to make the best use of our space and, and their outreach to the community as well.
And it's you mentioned it's like building bike culture in Sitka.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
I think about it as, how things like a cafe or, your local pub or something can build kind of a community of people. That's what our vision is for the Salty Spoke, is that it's a kind of a central point where people can gather, that they all have a love of bikes or an interest in bikes, at least, whether it's just riding or whether they want to work on bikes or they want to be involved in bike advocacy and safety and training. but it's a kind of a central point for people who love to bike and want to be bike commuters, that they can, you know, meet other folks and really kind of form a culture of biking in Sitka.
To make biking more accessible.
Exactly. Overall. And more acceptable, too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always a little bit of tension or conflict, I think, on the roads between, you know, pedestrians and cars and bike riders. And, you know, we've seen a little bit of that with the tourism, you know, the increase in bikes with tourists and things. And so we've been working with the city and with the Visitors Bureau and with some of the e-bike rental operators to really try to work through some of those issues. So that's a good example of trying to build that kind of inclusive, more acceptable culture for bikers in Sitka.
Yeah, I ride my bike every day. I'm a bike commuter, and I can confirm that there is sometimes a little bit of tension, but far less than some other places, I think, because Sitka is building a bike culture, especially downtown. We have Outer Coast, and there's a lot of people, you know, commuting on Catlin Street from the bunkhouse to the plants. There's a lot of, you know, active bike transportation. It's not just, you know, recreation, not just tourists, you know, on e-bikes. It's us going someplace on our bikes. And so I find that at least, you know, downtown there's, you know, pretty high tolerance level for bikers because, you know, as they say, it's not, bikers aren't blocking traffic. They are traffic.
Right, exactly. And I think the environment and the atmosphere around biking in Sitka has gotten measurably, pretty incredibly better over the years that I've been. I mean, I've been riding here for 35 or 40 years, and it's a much different place to ride today with all of the protected bike lanes and just the number of bikers on the road.
Yeah, and Brian, the hills have gotten steeper.
They have gotten steeper. And, you know, they only say it's 15 miles from one end of the road to the other, but I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think it's gotten longer.
Laura, you're doing, as far as accessibility goes, you're doing some women's programs in biking?
Yeah, so through working with various groups of youth, we noticed that a lot of times it was more boys or male-identifying kids coming. So we decided that we wanted to really reach a more diverse group of kids. So last year we received funding from the Every Page Foundation that focuses on women empowerment, and they were really excited about us putting together a bike program specifically for girls and non-binary youth. And so we worked with Mount Edgecombe High School to put together this curriculum that included bike maintenance and safety, as well as just empowerment in the outdoors. And that program was awesome. We finished with a final ride from Mount Edgecombe on the cross trail all the way to Stargavin and spent the night out there, did a little bike packing trip.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. We should mention group rides because I've been on a Salty Spoke group ride and I had a great time. I mean, it was fun. We rode out to, I guess we rode out to Herring Cove. Some people went all the way out to
the hatchery.
Mm-hmm.
The hatchery.
Yeah.
I had to get back. I was setting up a slideshow in honor of Bill Foster. It was the Bill Foster tribute ride, but it was fun. Everybody came back to the brewery and, you know, watched the slideshow and then after that, they just sat around and chatted for like an hour. And it was everything you were suggesting. It was kind of the community. It was a bit of culture. It was people who enjoyed the communal outdoor experience, the sense of feeling fit, and you know, having a beer after.
It's kind of one of our goals. You know, when you think about biking, you know, bikes are just incredible form of transportation. They're fun, and as you said, you get a little exercise, and so we're really shooting just to to have that be more of part of the community, that people really feel good about biking and they can have fun doing it. One thing I did want to mention is that we currently have about a little over 110 members, and we're currently kind of entering into our first effort to expand our membership. And so we're really hoping to find folks that want to be members and trying to develop a more sustainable source of funding. We've been able to manage over the last 3 years with kind of a piecemeal of grants and, you know, donations and things. But, we're really hoping that folks are willing to support the programs that we have and help us expand that.
And so I want to if I'm listening and I want to sign up or learn more about the co-op, Salty Spoke Co-op, today, what do I do? How do I get in touch with the Salty Spoke?
Yeah, so you can either come by on Saturday at 11 to 2, or we do have an email, thesaltyspoke@gmail.com. And then we also have a website, saltyspoke.com. So you can look up our hours and what we do. There's also a link to become a member on there. So there's a number of ways you could get more involved. I did want to say, back to the community rides, we are doing those monthly right now. So we call them the Bike and Brew, mm-hmm. because they start at Salty Spoke, and then we choose a route depending on who shows up, the weather, kind of what the general vibe is, and we finish at the brewery. And this month, it's on the 17th, Sunday the 17th. So we're meeting at 3 o'clock. And that's another way and another time that you could sign up and become a member with the Salty Spoke.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
This morning. Laura Terrabin is the director of the Salty Spoke Bike Co-op. Brian McNitt is on the steering committee for the organization. And what's the website again, Laura?
Saltyspoke.com.
Saltyspoke.com.
Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.